This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Leland, L-E-L-I-L-A-N-D, middle initial P, like Paul, Brecht, B like boy, R-E-C-H-T, like Tom, date of birth 5-4-1941. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Brecht, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease effective February 7th of 2023. Prior to that time in 2022 and 2021, creatinine levels were 1 and 1.1 with estimated GFR greater than 60. So this was a change. Then when labs were repeated 5-9 of 23, creatinine was 1.5. Estimated GFR was 49. June 13th of 23, creatinine 1.4, GFR 53. August 15th of 2023, creatinine was back up to 1.51 with a GFR 49. There's no good explanation for why this change occurred. The patient does not use excessive amounts of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, although he does use them occasionally, no more than once a month, he reports. It's usually for back pain or some dental problems. He's not used them recently. He has been using colloidal silver. Usually he'll take the directed amount daily for up to a week when he's got either dental infection that would require antibiotics, or he's sick. And he has been doing that for quite a few years, and he's wondering if he should stop doing that because he's not sure what effect it has on kidneys. He has had diabetes for several years. That's been well controlled. He did have a positive diagnosis for obstructive sleep apnea, but he stopped using the CPAP machine in 2021 when he had a mild case of COVID. It didn't require hospitalization, but he was coughing a lot, so he didn't want to wear the CPAP while he was sick with the virus. And once that virus resolved, he just never went back to using the CPAP. He had lost a good, 30 or 40 pounds, he states, so he thought he didn't have sleep apnea anymore. But apparently he snores really loudly, according to his wife. So he's going to have that checked. He's talking to a specialist this week to see if he needs another sleep study. He does have intermittent problems with back pain and arthritis. He does urinate well and feels like he empties his bladder very well. Occasionally, he's been having nocturia one time per night, and that's started within the last few months. No edema, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no dizziness or syncopal episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence, no edema, no rashes. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for several years, well-controlled, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, colon polyp, back pain, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, he had an appendectomy in 1980. He's had a cholecystectomy and two colonoscopies. The last one was this year, and reportedly negative for colon polyps at that time. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1984. He denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired from the Rosebush Post Office. Family history, his father had high blood sugars, but was not formally diagnosed with diabetes, also cancer and macular degeneration. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin, metformin, and gemfibrozole. Medications, he's on Zestoretic 10/12.5, one daily. Glimepiride is 2 milligrams daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams daily as needed. And he recently stopped Crestor 10 milligrams daily because it was causing severe nausea. physical exam. Height is 70 inches, weight 224 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses are 2+. Capillary refill, 2 seconds bilaterally. Labs, most recent labs were done 8/15/2023. Creatinine was 1.51, estimated GFR 49, glucose was 164, electrolytes were normal, albumin is 4.3, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.8. 6/13/2023, creatinine 1.4, normal electrolytes, normal calcium and albumin. 5/9/2023, creatinine 1.5. 2/7/2023, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR is 59. I don't have the CBC, and we do have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio 7/6/2021 of normal, and it was 5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A chronic kidney disease since February of this year of unknown etiology. We've asked the patient to get labs rechecked again this week. We're going to check free light chains, immunofixation, as well as parathyroid hormone and a urinalysis. We're also going to check a CBC. He wants to wait till the lab results are back, and then if the creatinine remains elevated, we would schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Mount Pleasant. We've asked him to avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, number one, and number two, colloidal silver also. That has an unknown effect on kidneys. We're not sure how that could affect his kidneys, but we prefer not to take a chance of causing damage because of the use of an unknown supplement. And he's going to be scheduled for a follow-up visit within 4 to 6 months after all test results are back. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.